closed mouth, no fly can enter.
Jack has been attacked by the mythological giant frogs. With long tongues like whips, they drove him deeper and deeper into the marshes. But Jack remembered what the little Flusseek said, and he touched the golden eye against his forehead, and the illusion dissolved. He is safe for a while. Meanwhile, the Contessas talked Kelly's ear off, telling him a lot of esoteric stuff about the pyramids and how there was once, upon the tip of the Great Pyramid, a golden eye.
The Great Pyramid demonstrates law behind the energy of life. The seed crystal placed upon the apex is still the solar spark, the element of fire by which terrestrial life essence is fertilized. For the Great Pyramid creates a fusion of two elements, celestial and terrestrial.
As I returned from the Contessa di Zazinia's villa, her words were still rattling around in my skull.
The pyramid is based upon the square of the planet Mercury. Al-Biruni, the medieval Islamic philosopher, divided the parts of a planet according to the following astrological system. The stem belongs to the sun, the leaves to the moon, larva to Venus, and seed to Mercury.
Phew, my stuff's liable to turn my brains into tapioca pudding. The water signs. Looks like. But where? What? Where is this? A city. Arches, one after another. Endless. Ooh. The moonlight's so bright. Something written here. Inscribed in the base of this arch. And the earth is afraid, and the two eyes are not brothers. What is it? Where is that from? Oh, gee. The sky trembles and the earth is afraid, and the two eyes are not brothers.
Send for the Grand Vizier. Cushion, Vizier.
Thank you, O great and glorious, merciful and wise, powerful and compassionate.
Sit down.
Sit down, yes.
Figs. Tell me, Vizier, have you any word of the pretender?
Pretender? The son of El Kabar?
Yes.
No word of yet, my lord. Allah be praised. Such figs.
Is this waiting an omen or a test of some manner?
Of some manner. My king, methinks this waiting for a word be no omen of things to come, but a mere test.
How so, Wazir?
How so? Such haste, my lord.
How so, Wazir?
How so? Ah, there is a tale. There is a tale of the beloved Mullah Nasruddin. With my lord's permission.
Tell the tale, Wazir.
One more tiny fig to alert the tongue. One day, as the Mullah Nasruddin walked along the road, he was thinking to himself, according to the general opinion of the uninitiated, dervishes are mad. According to the sages, however, they are the true masters of the world. I would like to test one myself to make sure. Then he saw a tall figure, robed like a dervish, coming towards him. Friend, said the mullah, I want to perform an experiment to test your powers of psychic penetration and also to test my sanity. Proceed, said the dervish. Nasruddin made a sudden sweeping motion with his arm, then clenched his fist. What have I in my hand? A horse, saddle, and rider, replied the dervish. Oh, that's no real test, said Nasruddin. You saw me pick them up.
Very good. Very good. But I don't get it.
Apparently, Mojo's in there. The bar's been closed for 2 days, but Mojo's in there playing anyway. He's playing in the dark. Wait, there's a faint light. A candle, I guess. And something else. Flickering against the wall. I can't quite... can't you get these windows cleaned? That's a nice peephole. Good God, he's projecting onto the wall again. It's Jack. He's dressed like a sultan. Something on his forehead. Oh, and there's some fat guy. And a woman approaching. Mojo appears to be playing the piano to their movements.
What do you read, Michael?
Has you? To escape our trap. My lord, it was his use of the gold and
I know, I know. Wazir, we will prepare the next trap.
Hearing of obedience, my lord.
Yes.
This tall.
In the
with
desert. And some little burger girl with pigtails. What? She's sitting on a camel, smoking a cigar.
The eye. Yes, yes. I remembered what you said about faith. Even if in a stone, and I touched the eye.
And what happened?
Everything turned into a golden sword. We will use another force. The ocean that surrounds him. The sand itself.
What way, my lord?
For the queen's hand to guide the flow of the winds. My lord may paint patterns most intriguing for this son of El Kabar.
His brain is his true strength. the sand, magnify his thought.
Until he is swallowed up by his own thinking.
The grains of sand will slowly trickle down, filling every crack and crevice in El-Tabar's brain.
Holy cow, there's two Jacks. The sky trembles and the earth is afraid, and the two eyes are not brothers. He's fighting himself.